You're in a good place now. Relax, breathe, smile. You've entered into your element, the home of origin, the home of intelligence and beauty, where relevant topics are discussed, where what you think counts, and where superior is the norm. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live here to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On tonight's show, we're talking about authentic, healthy lifestyle. You know, you hear these words all the time. But how do we get all these three words to combine? You know, what is an authentically healthy lifestyle? What are the characteristics? What are the must-haves? You know, what is that? So on tonight's show, we're going to talk about what an authentic, healthy lifestyle is, what the characteristics are. But also later on, I'm going to offer you the tips for creating and maintaining your own authentic life. Bill, what do you think about an authentic life?
You know, I think that an authentic life, it's hard in this day and age to be actually authentic. Because pop culture is all this pressure to conform to this ideal, commercially and economically and whatever. And a lot of people basically put on airs, you know, to try to live up to that ideal. So I think it's hard to be authentic. I actually admire people who actually do that.
We're going to talk more about that. I like that perspective, Bill. Keenan, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing okay. I just got done eating, so I'm great.
Well, yeah. God,
Keenan
forbid,
is all
you
about
didn't
food.
Eat before you got
yeah,
here,
you
it's
know,
all about
I'm
food.
All about that. Food.
Part man, part hamster. We still got to go back to that.
Exactly. But I'm glad to be here. You know, talking about being authentic in life. You know, I couldn't get the word out correctly. So, but still,
he's all choked up. It's all authentic.
It's okay. That's authentic. He didn't try to pretend. It was authentic.
Probably because I still got food in my mouth somewhere. I don't know.
Chew. Don't swallow. Chew. My God. There comes a point in time where you got to. That's why we have teeth. That's why we have teeth.
Yeah, so those of you listening live to us, then if you start here, well, that's probably Keenan.
Yeah. Does anybody know the Heimlich here? Does anybody know the Heimlich?
I do. I know the Heimlich, actually.
But you're you. You would have to do it to yourself.
Well, I have a chair. I'm sitting in a chair, so I could do it to myself.
Well, I want to see that later on break.
Yeah. I was going to say, when we go on break, we'll have him demonstrate it for us.
Excellent time here at Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. Hey, joining us this evening in studio is the host of the Train Station Fitness Show. I listen to the show. I love the show on the ticket. George DiGiani is here tonight. How are you doing, George?
Great. Thank you so much. I love your energy at this time of night. I think many guests of mine on my show probably say the same thing at 7 a.m.
Oh, 7 a.m. Oh my gosh! Can you hear me at 7 a.m.?
That's your morning drive, and you're still trying to wake up. This shot of caffeine, you know.
Have a really authentic life and learn how to change your life with these 9 steps at 5:30 in the morning.
There you go.
People are like, just tell me how to make the coffee. That's all I want to really know. No, that's awesome though. I love your show, and you always have a lot of great tips and just a way of living in a healthy, authentic lifestyle. And it's a humdinger for what we're talking about tonight on the show.
Thank you. I wanted to find out from you and people in the studio if they are in touch with whatever their authentic self is. Bill said he admires people who are their authentic self. And if we look at people like Donald Trump, what's his name? West, who married, what's her
Kanye
name?
Kanye West.
Oh, yeah. Kanye West.
Kanye West.
Yeah, that guy's really authentic.
I think there's a lot of people who are their authentic self. However, you also have people who think they're their authentic self, and it's really their ego getting in the way.
Yeah, I agree with that. And let's talk about that tonight, because I think that's so essential to dealing with what is authentic and what's kind of made up. And I think beginning tonight's conversation, to me, authentic is really being and knowing yourself, knowing who you are. To me, it's knowing who I am, you know, what I need to live, what I want, and what I love. And I think in order to honestly do this, to figure out who you are, to know what you need, to know what you want, to know what you love, you have to have a healthy lifestyle. And I think not just the mental and the emotional, oh my gosh, I'm going to cry. Not just that, but it's also the concept of taking care of yourself, the eating, the sleeping, the allowing yourself to not be scared to essentially get to know yourself. And I think that's key, because I think a lot of times when we start to get to know ourselves, or we might, I think we can use the word, personal intimacy.
Ooh,
it gets a little scary. I mean, I'm treading into uncharted waters here.
Family show, remember that now. Personal intimacy.
Personal intimacy.
All right, now you're not the mind in the gutter.
Bill, we were taking it up on the high ground, and now we just brought it right back down.
Leave it to me. That's my role here.
I love it, though. That's perfect. George, I mean, we were talking about this, before we started this show tonight, and we were talking about this concept, and I think first of all, it's about knowing your values. I think it's about realizing what your values are, but also on the flip-flop, realizing we were acting antithetical against our values, meaning that I understand what I really believe in, and I act accordingly.
So I'd like to take it back for a moment, just back up for a moment. I've heard of people talk about their inherent self, which I believe your inherent self is the sum of all of our perceptions and our experiences. You whether you're adopted or you grew up with your biological parents, these are what we are learned through perception. And some people kind of get that crossed with authentic self. They're not the same, in my opinion. Your inherent or your authentic self, it just is. You don't have to try. I think we're trying all too often to stay away from being authentic because of being suppressed by judgment from our peers when you're in school or when you're older and you're in a work environment and you're influenced by society and the media. Therefore, we hide our authentic self and become the models of those we surround ourselves with. So if you hang around a drug dealer or a druggie or alcoholic, you tend to take on those traits. You hang around with a politician, a leader, a philanthropist, you tend to take on those traits.
Well, I agree with you. It's about who you keep company with. I mean, I mean, Keenan, I know you're looking at me right now. I believe it's about who you keep company with, but I think it's also about environmental. But I think also we have our own
totally
ability.
I mean, it's totally about environmental. I mean, for example, say if you're in academia and you're hanging around college professors and people who work in academia for an example, it seemed like you tend to smarten up in a way, and you tend to want to gain more knowledge so you can hang with those particular type of people. Now, say if you're in the ghetto, okay, where you have a lot of people that have dropped out of school and everything like that, and they're around you and they're using all types of double negatives and doing all this stuff, dealing drugs, like what was said earlier, you tend to dumb yourself down when really your true authentic self is to be this bright, enlightened person that has a lot of knowledge and that has a lot to say. But because of your environment, you tend not to do that, because if you do that, then the people around you think that there is something wrong with you.
Right. And, that's a great point, Keenan, by the way. Let's step back and even look at it from a larger perspective. A lot of times it's not cool to be your authentic self. You've got to be 6 foot somewhat tall and slim and rich, by the time you're 25 and drive a cool car and have a big house and all that good stuff. Or if you're female, to be 20 pounds underweight and, and act a certain way. And if you don't do that, then society pressures you by basically making you uncool. And who wants to be uncool? Come on.
Well, no, I mean, I would tell anybody this: if I was to be my true authentic self 24/7, which sometimes happened for a 48-hour period, I get into a lot of trouble. Because I tend to say things, because I tend to say things that are on my mind that is truly authentic, but yet people don't want to hear it.
And actually, real quickly, Ashley, maybe we can get into this later in the show, but there are times when I'm not my authentic self because I'm putting a defensive wall in front of myself. But I'll get into that later.
It goes back to the personal intimacy, because intimacy is also a big deal with yourself, but it's also with every other relationship. If you can't be intimate with yourself and understand who you are, you have a very difficult time in getting to know other people. I mean, our relationships with other people are only as deep as our relationship with ourselves. I mean, that has great meaning to it, and it's very true. Okay, so we can only be as deep with other people as we are with ourselves. And so if we don't want to get to know ourselves, then that's really the surface relationship we will have with ourselves and with anybody else around.
I would beg the question, can we change our inherent self to be a model for others by first finding someone for us to model whose perception and authentic self possesses moral and ethical traits that are accepted and desired by many?
I think you can't ever model yourself by anybody. That's my opinion.
Not model yourself. I mean, finding that model who holds those certain traits that we would like to have be part of us, and surrounding ourselves with that model, like we talked about, leader, politician, and philanthropist, and academia. Mm-hmm. Surrounding yourself with those people to model them. Can you change your inherent self from what you think you are? Because
yes.
of how you define yourself.
I mean, without change, I mean, if you think you can't change, that's just another barrier that you create in your mind. But again, let's go back to that concept of following a politician or following around some sort of successful business person. I think there's certain habits that you'll learn, and I'm going to really underline the word habits at this point in time when that comes to people like that. But I don't think that you can understand how to be an authentic person. I think being an authentic person is a very unique and one-of-a-kind experience. You can only walk in your shoes. You can't walk in anybody else's. You can understand how somebody might express themselves and might be more open, and maybe that will open up you to understanding yourself a little bit more. But I think this is a very individual path.
Do you think we're in a constant state of fighting our authentic self?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Constant. Yeah, it's a constant battle. It's a constant war. I mean, like, it seemed like the only time that we are our true authentic selves are when we are sleeping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know.
But or in pain, maybe.
Or in pain. But, you know, from the time, you know, we wake up, you know, depending on where we are, to where we got to go, we have to put on these different hats, you know. So if you go to grandma's house, you put on the hat for grandma. If you're around the homeboys, it's different.
When we return, we're going to be talking more about being authentic, how to figure out what an authentic, healthy lifestyle is. We're going to also return with some giving you some tips toward the end of the hour of being able to create your own authentic, healthy lifestyle and maintaining it, because that's very important. Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. We'll be back in two shakes.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. The water's warm, and there's a swim-up bar. Glass of Perspective, anyone? Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. And on tonight's show, we're talking about authentic, healthy lifestyle. You know, those three words, sometimes it's hard to put them all together. You know, what is an authentically healthy lifestyle?
Well, I know what it isn't. It's licking the mic. You know, which is what
we're
you just
really
did during the break.
We're going to talk about that right now.
You
we're going to bring that up. It was by accident.
Ooh, that's gross.
I talked about the Purell. I don't really think I can swallow the Purell. And I think if I spray the Lysol directly into my tongue, I will probably have to go to the hospital or something. You know, I don't know. I don't think it's
good.
I don't
know. You may end up going to the hospital anyway.
Oh, man. Maybe it's helped me. Maybe it's going to help me build antibodies.
That's twice, by the way.
Was that a year ago? Is it like a year
ago? I think about a year ago. Yeah. So for those of our listeners, we have preview shows on AshleyBurgess.com and iHeartRadio. I'm sorry, iTunes, rather. And Spreaker.
Spreaker.
So go listen to previous shows. But yeah, this is twice now.
This is a record, twice.
It is.
And the last time I didn't get sick, so let's hope that doesn't happen.
I hope so too, yeah.
I think I started getting weird characteristics.
One of these days you're going to learn.
Radio, you know, hosts, you know? All of a sudden I'm going to sound like Tom Brokaw or something like that.
Are you going to grow like a third eye or glow in the dark or something?
I might. And it's probably going to be in the back of my head, though I can still see you doing everything you're doing and be able to say, Bill, stop that.
So,
oh, man.
I know, that's gross.
I'm living my authentic lifestyle. I'm licking the microphone, you know.
But at least Keenan can give you the Heimlich maneuver.
Yeah, he did a good job of that on break. You know, so let's talk about the authentic, healthy lifestyle. What are the characteristics? What are the must-haves? You know, later on in the hour, we're going to discuss some tips for creating and maintaining your own authentic lifestyle. So let's talk about it. Right before break, you know, Keenan, Bill, George, you brought up a really good point. And I think that was very interesting about, you know, being around people. If you actually spend time around people, would you be able to learn certain, I would consider it habits, but would you be able to learn more authentic type traits, you were saying?
No, mine was more about inherent traits. So when you're raised by your parents, you not only have an inherent trait from them, their mannerisms, but you adopt, if you will, certain, let's go with habits, right? And you have this inherent self about you that you've grown up with now, and you act out a certain way. But that's not necessarily your authentic self, because we know the authentic self wants to express itself in however it wants to. It wants to attract the life that it deserves. But our learned perceptions and fears, like we mentioned earlier, through judgments, hold us in bondage since the beginning, since a very young age.
Well, yeah, and I think sometimes we have to let those go. And I think a lot of times that starts with church, religion, you know,
school.
What we're taught, schooling, Right. I mean, what do your parents teach you? I mean, if you are brought up in a certain environment all the time, you're going to think that environment is normal. Mm-hmm. Now, how normal that environment might be is to let to be seen. I don't know, because some people's environments are very different. And some people can be very toxic, as well as some people can be in a very authentic type environment. But I think that those are things that are learned, and you're definitely right. There's a difference between something that's learned and something that is authentically part of you.
Yes.
I mean, that's stuff from the basis. I mean, that's going back to the basics. That's going back to who you are. And that's actually also pulling all those layers of historical reference, of environmental reference, of dealing with the environmental situation, of mom and dad, of grandma and grandpa, of the kids that you went to school with.
You know, and I think underlying all that, and you asked what makes a healthy lifestyle, I think the underlying thing of authenticity is honesty. All right. You have to be willing to be honest with yourself. You have to be willing to look in that mirror and honestly see the person looking back at you, warts and all.
But when you say be honest, Ashley, I want to ask you, being a therapist, understanding this at a deep level, we talk about being honest with ourselves. Why is it not accepted and appreciated for others to be honest with us? Perfect example. Wife asks the husband, does these jeans make me look fat?
Yes, they do.
The answer is always no.
But I don't, because I face a lot, and I'll talk about this more later.
Right.
I face life with abandon. I'm not going to be a person who walks on eggshells, nor do I think anybody else should walk on that. If you have an honest relationship, you don't have this monster you've created later on that now you can't stand the person because you feel like you can't say anything when it wasn't their fault in the first place.
Yeah, because you created it.
Right.
You created the monster. I mean, all you have to say, and I hate to say, I guess some people would say it's rude, but to me, I would rather have somebody tell me the truth than me walk around looking like I'm a pig in a blanket because I put on a dress that looks like two pigs, you know, fighting over each other. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't want to look like that. And so if I ask somebody, but I'm not looking for, okay, so let's back it up a little bit. If I ask somebody that, I'm not looking for, oh, tell me how beautiful I am. I'm looking for the truth. Because I don't want to look like an idiot. I don't want to look bad. Tell me the truth. It would be like if your fly was down and nobody said anything. Wouldn't you rather have somebody tell you? It might be a little awkward at the time, but what if you walked around for 3 or 4 hours like that in business meetings and nobody said anything?
Right, right, exactly.
It's also not an emotional touch point, right? Your fly is down, someone didn't tell you, and they were embarrassed about it, but it didn't hit you at home because when you were growing up and you saw what these models are supposed to look like and you're supposed to, as a female, let's say, live this way or look this way, and now you're emotionally attached to something. I don't know if that's the right way to express it. I feel that people searching for their authentic self have challenges that most people just aren't aware of. And the reason I say that is because you'll never, ever, in my opinion, attain that level of authenticity until you truly know what it looks like. How can you have what you want and express who you truly are until you have a model of someone? Now, I just happen to really respect this person. I like Donald Trump. You can hate him all you want, but he's authentic. He's successful. He's an incredible father. He was a horrible husband. He even admitted that. But I respect the guy.
Well, and Georgia, I think what you're hitting on there, it's maybe it's not necessarily the person that you respect, but the certain traits.
Well, yeah.
To be able to discern, you know, okay, here's his positive traits, here's his negative traits. See, one of the people I respect most is my father. But I did just that. I mean, I know his good traits, but I also know he has some not so desirable traits. I try to emulate the good and not emulate the bad.
Don't you feel like, even Ashley, when you see someone that, anybody in here, if you see someone that you can respect, don't you feel as though you've been given permission to act that way?
Well, I believe that you want to always surround yourself with people that you respect. And I think that's very categorical to anybody that you're going to spend time with. And I agree with what you're saying. I mean, when you respect people for their traits and certain things, those are people that you want to have around you because it's like being around smart people. If you want to continue to be smart, you're going to align yourself with smart people. I mean, because it's going to keep raising the bar for you to continue to be intelligent, thoughtful, thinking through things. And that's a good trait too.
Yeah.
But on that same token, when it comes to authentic lifestyle and understanding within yourself. That's really about being naked with yourself. And I know that this sounds weird because it's almost like it's in a vacuum. But to me, it's around people that you're not ashamed to be yourself. They're not going to sit there and be upset with you. They're not going to throw things at you for being yourself. Yeah. But and I think in order to do that, you have to be around maybe people that are okay with you being you.
Yeah, you got to be able to look in that mirror, right,
and that
Ashley?
Means that you're allowed to be emotional. You're allowed to have emotions. You're allowed to cry. Mm-hmm. You're allowed to say what you feel. I mean, within reason. I mean, but for the most part, I think most people logically would accept it. Because if you understand your emotions and you're surrounded by other people who understand their emotions, i.e., why am I feeling this way? Why am I outwardly having this emotion? Why is this spilling over? What am I dealing with? What am I actually feeling right now? And if you can start understanding that on a second-to-second basis, you can start understanding a lot more about this world and also your acceptance and your placement in this world.
Yeah, however, it's really hard to like be to find people that you can, you know, be around and emote and like be your true authentic self. You know, like I said earlier, it all depends on your environment that you're in. Now, for example, you meet someone new, right? And so, you know how it is when you meet new people and like everyone has their backstory and everyone wants to know the other person's backstory, what have you. And then like, for example, with me, I start mentioning things in my particular past, okay? And then, you know, I start to emote, right? When I say this, but then all of a sudden people are like, whoa, 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 hold up. I didn't want to know all that. You know, so when it comes to being like truly authentic, you know.
Flip around here though. Let's flip that. Okay, so you're in this environment.
Okay.
You're truly authentic here. Right. You're able to say what you want to say and you're able to feel this way. And I agree with you. There'll be some groups of people that maybe you don't feel that way, but maybe that's a questionable group of people that you don't need to be spending time with. You know, sometimes it's better to spend time on our own and actually, you know, make ourselves better, internalize and really take that from there and actually have a few people there that you can express to than feeling like you have to dumb yourself down, hold yourself back, or hold your tongue all the time.
You know, Ashley, to your point, you don't necessarily have to do that because I've been in your situation, Keenan, and when I am myself, you can tell I have this vociferous personality. I come from New Jersey. I'm an ex-cop from Newark, New Jersey, the scumhole of the earth. I've dealt with some really bad things, bad people, and now I am this successful person, a leader in my industry, and I did that because I wanted to change the people I surrounded myself with. But to your point, if you're expressing yourself and it doesn't resonate with the other person and you recognize that, you don't have to apologize for that, which makes you your authentic self. And what does that do? It either empowers them to make a change, to want to listen to what you have to say and learn, mm-hmm. or it pushes them away. And then did you need them in the first place?
Oh, I never said I apologize.
You understand my point. Yeah, it's you being your authentic self. Yeah.
Keenan ever apologized?
No, I don't apologize.
I was going to say, I mean, I hope I'm there to record it because then I won't believe it.
And when I say you, I meant generally.
Yeah. The general you. People. The general you. Yeah.
I love this. This is good. Okay, so when we return, we're talking more about the authentic lifestyle, about how to get that, and then later on, we're going to be giving you those tips on creating and maintaining your own authentic life. So stay tuned, because Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. We'll be back in two shakes.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess on 570 KLIF.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight's show, we've had a very good show tonight, talking about authentic living, healthy authentic living. What is that lifestyle? What does that mean? You know, I think a lot of us have ideas, traits, thoughts, habits, characteristics, and that's what we're talking about tonight. You know, later on in the last segment, we'll be talking about some tips that you can use for creating and maintaining your own authentic life. So stay for that. But for right now, I think what we want to do is we want to talk about what we individually believe to us personally, what defines an authentic, healthy lifestyle. I think that's key, because we can sit here and talk about it in a vacuum. We can talk about it. We can, you know, think about it in philosophy and philosophize all these ideas.
Philosophize
all these great
ideas.
That's
a new word. Coined right here
up.
In Ashley Burgess.
Well, I just licked the microphone earlier. I don't know what's going to come out right now. I really don't know. However, so we're going to really think about this, but I think we need to take it to the next level, because we need to think personally out of everybody here. What do we believe is an authentic self, an authentic lifestyle? And George, I want you to start. Tell me what you think builds an authentic self, an authentic lifestyle.
Well, I'm going to share my experience of what I know makes me authentic. All right. And people either accept that or they don't. And I'm fine with that either way. Love, being able to give love and receive love. Expression, being able to express myself and do that with abandon. And I'll talk more about that later. Guidance, being able to guide people. I love to teach. I love to be taught. Direct honesty. I'm one of those guys that don't tell you what you want to hear. I tell you what you need to hear on my radio show. And it tends to create a lot of respect. Charitable. I am very, very charitable. I love to give of myself and help people. And compassionate. I'm compassionate. That, to me, explains who George really is.
And I agree that love is the top thing. I mean, we've talked about this forever, but that's the only real emotion you can have. I mean, everything is a derivative of something else. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about, you know, being able to give and receive love. And I think that's a big deal. I mean, I think a lot of people have a tendency of not being able to accept it. You know, maybe because, as we talked about it, they might have been brought up in an environment or taught that they weren't supposed to show love. They're not supposed to show compassion.
Or weren't not able to, or weren't given the opportunity.
We're not given love.
Exactly.
You know, and I think that's a big deal. And I think some of us have to walk through that process of opening up and being able to share those types of things.
Well, yeah, I mean, people do like to, express, not only just love, but like every feeling that you have in general, because we are these, these sentient beings. We are 360 degree, persons, so.
Persons,
like,
really?
Yeah. So that's what I said, right? Or did I say something different? I don't know. Anyways, I'm going to continue. not only like just expressing love, but also when the time comes, if you're angry about something, you need to be able to express that as well. Because, you don't want to let it build up inside, because then, like, when you just let it build and build and build, and then finally it starts to boil over. And when it boils over, it becomes ugly, So, like I said, just let a person be exactly who they are. I mean, like, and the thing is, when you let a person be who they are, they're not only going to show you their good traits, but they're also going to show you the ugly.
Well, hopefully they show you the real traits too.
Well,
yes.
Well, the thing is, though, ugly is a part of real.
Well,
I think package it, isn't it, Ashley?
Yes, exactly. And I also think, to a degree, real quick as a sidebar, I think that in order to be honest and real and authentic, the ugly stuff normally is stuff that's just a sidebar of anger or resentment from something else in a person's life that they actually have to deal with. And in order, once that energy and that emotion is dealt with and that's figured out, then that goes away and the authentic self is there, because anger and hostility is only a form of another barrier to your authentic self. I mean, it gets in the way of your actually feeling, because anger is not a real emotion. I like it when people come into my office and say, I'm angry, I'm pissed off, I'm this, I'm that. And I go, well, last time I saw in your chart, your name is Mary.
Right. Isn't anger the underlying emotion of anger fear?
Yes.
Okay.
Always.
Yeah.
People are always angry based on fear.
Okay, Ashley's inner Yoda is about to come out.
Oh,
fear leads to anger.
I need to tell that to a certain person who got angry at me two times in a row. Well, two consecutive weeks in a row, I should say.
It's a lot of personal anger too. It's personal fear, personal anger of them.
Oh yeah, she was personally angry.
Yeah,
of
and
course
it's
she
about
was.
Themselves though. It doesn't really have anything to do with you. I mean, I've seen most of the fights I see are personally directed to the person that's actually yelling. It has nothing to do with the person they're yelling at. Now, they could be mad because they're in a relationship with that person, because they're mad at themselves for sticking in there, or it could be something totally different, but it's all based in their own anger, based in their own problematic situation that they feel that they could change, but they haven't stepped up to the plate to change it.
Does anyone here know what they would like for their inherent desires to be?
Yes.
Yeah.
You do, Bill?
Yes.
What are they?
I want to have a loving, caring family and home. I'm not that much into material wealth. I want to have enough to be comfortable. But, to me, richness is defined as a loving, caring home.
So,
because, and I'll tell you, because I haven't met before, but I'll tell you why. It's because I came from a broken home. I know what it's like.
And who didn't? Play the violins. We all came from a broken home,
yeah.
Right?
Well, yeah. I mean, all of us are dysfunctional somewhere. I
exactly.
get it. But
it's your Ashley, tell me if I'm wrong, because you're the master at this. It's my understanding that by the age of six, we have a perception of ourselves and the world.
True.
Isn't that true?
True.
And so if you've had a broken home, if that's, I want to call it that, up until the age of six, how you perceive that world is how you're going to be when you're older until you own yourself.
Yes. It's not, right? And until you take back the fact that it's all a victim situation.
Well, there's that. My inherent self-desires to become liberated by living all facets of my life with abandon.
I like that.
There's a great, great, and I'll give it to you super fast, great story. Carlos Castaneda was going to face off in a duel with Don Juan. And they looked at each other, and Carlos Castaneda said to Don Juan before they started, "It matters not what our specific fate is, only that we face it with ultimate abandon." What a way to live.
Now, there's I admire that goal there. Go ahead, Ashley.
Okay, well, I mean, I'm chopping at the bit on this one.
Go ahead. Yeah,
I totally agree with that, because I think a lot of times we allow fear on all levels, no matter what, to rule our life. And you know, it's kind of funny, because what are we really supposed to fear? I mean, really, honestly, what is there really supposed to fear? What is there? I mean, is it the wind howling outside?
Sharks.
You know, is it sharks? But think about it, really, honestly.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I think a lot, and the fear is within us, and if we continue to allow it to grow, it will hold us back from anything and everything.
It's like Franklin Roosevelt said, you know, the only thing to fear is fear itself.
That's exactly what it is, because fear is a really bad monster. Until you turn the light on and you figure out what it is, it seems too big to deal
with. Well, I mean, people like to use fear to control other people. You know, for example, this past election season.
And to control themselves, too.
Well, I think more or less the control of the people, like, for example, especially with politicians. I mean, like we had, political parties and whatnot, like, especially with the Ebola thing coming out, and we're in the middle of a midterm election. We had all these politicians telling us how they're going to protect us from Ebola. I'm like, dude, you're not a scientist. You're not a medical doctor. There's no possible way that you're going to protect me from Ebola.
What about the Ebola czar, though? He's got no medical background, but, I mean, he's a czar.
Can't we use the same argument?
Yeah, but still, though, he's just a spokesperson. But the thing is, for someone like Rand Paul to tell me that they're going to protect me from Ebola, I'm like, dude, you're lying. Okay,
you know, actually, there's an underlying a larger perspective there. I think that fear emanates from the unknown. A lot of people will put up with the devil they know to, as opposed to trying something that they never experienced
the
before.
Unknown. Yeah, I know.
Well,
exactly.
Yeah. I mean, of course, the fear of the unknown. I mean, like, that's why so many people fear dying. You know, because we don't know what happens after that.
Well, yeah,
people who are afraid to commit in a relationship. You're afraid to let go and be vulnerable. Therefore, you don't.
Because you don't know how. It's
exactly.
The unknown.
Well, not only know how, it's the fear of commitment because of fear of failure or loss.
Yeah.
What would happen if I lose that relationship? How will my heart feel? Will it break?
Will I survive?
Will I fall apart? Will I want to kill myself? What's going to happen next? Will this person be there for me? Will they leave me? You know, and you have all these.
Well, I find
open...
someone else as good as them, right?
Exactly.
Or even better.
And that's key. Right. And I think that whole fear concept, I really like that whole living your life with free abandonment. I mean, you got to really think about that, because also the whole other factor is that you're living life and you're experiencing it without a filter. Mm. Without this, like, fear filter that holds you back. And I know personally that I have to overcome small fears in my life on a daily basis. And sometimes people think that's crazy. I mean, I don't hear you have fear. But yeah, there's certain things that I fear, and they're small things, but they become so big in my head. So extraordinarily big. And it's not until I finally push through and do something about it that it starts going away.
You know, actually, real quickly, I want to thank our listeners. We're getting some great feedback on Facebook and Twitter right now.
And by the way, that's awesome. Yeah, keep it up, because we want to hear more from y'all. You know, George brought up the concept of love and giving and receiving and expressing yourself and guiding people and direct honesty and being charitable and being compassionate. And I agree with all those, as well as I believe that, you know, it's about your values. You know, are you acting straight up with your values? Do you value something and actually show that value by doing actions that are reciprocal and actually show that you value those things? Or instead, are you valuing something and holding something in such high regard, but then doing the opposite with your actions and the opposite with your lifestyle? If that's the case, then that's an inherent problem, because guess what? You're fighting yourself. Everything you do, you fight yourself. You're constantly finding yourself. So if I value, let's say if I value the home, if I value my family, but instead I go out every single night and I party every single night, that's antithetical to my value of home. I mean, so understanding that a lot of times people fight themselves and they're not just happy to go do that. They fight themselves when they're out and then they fight themselves with their home. So you have to really figure out what you value. I also believe that you have to understand your emotions and you have to be intimate with yourself, because if you don't understand your emotions, that's going to fill and spill into every relationship you have. It's going to damage every relationship you have if you're carrying a lot of baggage and not dealing with yourself.
You talked about value. Some people value luxury items and they're defined by them. And that is just another take. We're not going to go down that road, I'm sure, but those people have no trouble valuing those items. They don't show any disrespect to them whatsoever, but they're defined by them. If they lose them, now they're really in trouble.
Well, I like
that. They don't know who they are.
I like that. We got to go to break real quick, but I like that. But yeah, about that concept real quick, I think a lot of times people put value on items and actually put less value on themselves. But when we return, we'll talk about that right before we get into the three things that you can do to maintain your authentic, healthy lifestyle. Stay tuned, because Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in two shakes.
I can lift you up. I can show you what you want to see and take you where you want to be.
Get in here and give us your perspective. We're listening. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. And on tonight's show, we're talking about authentic. We're talking about healthy. And we're talking about your lifestyle. You know, earlier before the break, we were discussing what we thought makes an authentic lifestyle, what we think is important, whether it's love, whether it's giving or receiving or expressing yourself with other people, if you're able to be directly honest, charitable, or compassionate, or if it's dealing with values as well and realizing what you truly value. And I think that's a very big thing. And I think if we go in really deep to this concept, it's about what you value at your core. And a lot of times, you know, in order for people to understand what they value, you have to really strip down and see yourself for who you are and what matters. And a lot of times I like to put people in a perspective of, think about it from one perspective. Like if somebody was on their deathbed, okay, somebody's not going to be valuing their Rolls Royce. Somebody's not going to be out there saying, I want my keys to this. Somebody's not going to be saying, I want caviar. Somebody's going to be looking and saying, I want my family and friends around me, and this is all that matters. And you have to really put that in perspective. And I know some people think, oh, that's BS. But you know what? In actuality, what really matters? What can you take? So let's go into this concept.
So can I just say this from an insecure point of view for a moment? So
sure.
I think if we're going to have a real good show, it's important to have points of vulnerability.
I got you.
My number one car that I aspire to have is a Rolls-Royce Phantom Drophead Coupe. I don't want it for my friends and family to be there. I want it to have an accomplishment that nobody's ever had in my family. Some of my friends, of course, but that's who I surround myself with.
Right.
I want to have that because it's a level of accomplishment in my life. I've already owned a brand new Lamborghini, and I wanted to sell it 2 weeks later. Not because of what I cared about everybody else looking at, but because I accomplished a certain goal. And so I might be that one person, that isolated person who doesn't want it for friends or family to look at me. It was just to say, wow, look what I did.
Well, I think that's kind of extraordinary in its own, because there's not a lot of, I mean, I'm sure that there's a few other people out there like that, but for the most part,
right,
people are trying to impress other people.
True.
I mean, I get it from what you're saying. You're like, hey, I just want to say, hey, I hit this goal and I'm happy and look what I've done. And then you probably park it in a parking garage away from everybody else and walk up the street, you know? And I get that, but a lot of people probably listening don't understand that, or use that to be valued by other people in society. Mm-hmm. Look what you have. Look what I have. Give me more value. I'm better.
I mean, and some people just want to be able to eat three times a day.
There you go.
I'm from a poor neighborhood, mm-hmm, and I live currently in a poor neighborhood right now. And, you know, all of that, you're talking about the Lamborghini and everything like that. No one where I live can even aspire to even do that unless, mm-hmm, they play sports.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where I live, there's a lot of shootings, and, mm-hmm, like, you know, much like
I've
New Jersey. Yeah, much like New Jersey and everything. And, mm-hmm, the thing is, being African-American, we are policed differently.
Mm-hmm.
We are. So when it comes to values, I'm not going to lie. My values are literally food and shelter.
Mm-hmm.
I fight every day for my food and shelter, you know, with my job and everything else. So those are my values, just so I can, like, have a peace of mind.
I like that, Keenan. That's a good retrospective idea on that. Let's talk about this, like creating an authentic, healthy lifestyle, what you can do. The first thing that I'd like to explain to our listeners is that you want to begin by asking yourself, what do you value? What's most important in your life right now? And begin to evaluate your actions and see if your actions are aligned with your values. And this is really easily done for the most part. I mean, a lot of times I tell my clients to begin to write down, because a lot of times our heads are full of all kinds of stuff. And to be able to write down what you most value, what are the things that are most important to you? What is it? And I think that's key. I mean, whether it's love, whether it's family, whether it's work, whether it's goal setting, whatever it is that's so important to you, that needs to be your first and foremost responsibility. And then you need to do actions to respond to what you care about.
Wow, actually, I mean, that's deep. I mean, how many religions and philosophical systems, blood, quite frankly, has been spilled trying to answer those very questions. But I think the key is you have to be brutally honest with yourself, which is not easy.
And
for the people who are honest with themselves, they don't allow themselves to be honest with others.
Yeah,
I like Keenan because Keenan reminds me of, I don't know you well, I just met everybody tonight, mm-hmm. but you, to a degree, when we were off air, you remind me of me. And I like me, and it's good to like you.
I hope you like you also.
But you know how many people don't like themselves?
The Bobsy twins.
Here's my one tip. My one tip is this, that your body is speaking to you constantly. Although not in English, it's speaking in symptoms. Mm-hmm. Your authentic self is speaking. Are you listening? And that is really important.
Exactly.
Are you listening to your higher self? And I think that comes back to the whole concept of your higher self. Your authentic self is your higher self. Are you listening? And I think a lot of times we get the answers. We know what we need to do, but we have turned off that authentic self so many times that it becomes easier and easier to quiet it down. And that's what's so true, is you got to start listening to yourself. Some people call it a gut. Some people call it their gut. I call it a higher self. You got to start putting yourself out there and realizing what you value.
The voice in your head. The little person
not
standing
on
your shoulders.
But the one.
Because I am a Gemini. You're right. So I have multiple voices in my head. So, yeah.
So, I think the second thing you want to do is you want to start to listen to your body. And I think this is key, and this helps with a lot of people. When you start feeling ill, I remember when I was younger, I used to feel ill after I ate all the time. And I know this is going off on a tangent, but it's really not. I used to have a lot of food allergies, but I didn't know what my food allergies were. So every time I'd eat, I'd feel sick. I would get sick. I would feel bad. And I started writing down these things to deductive reasoning what was causing this reaction. And, you know, when you're feeling bad and your body's not working right and you're feeling sick all the time and you're feeling worn down all the time, guess what? You're not going to hear your authentic self as well, because you're not going to know what to do. You're not going to know exactly how you feel, and you're not going to be able to hear yourself well enough. And it's about taking care of yourself. If you're getting 2 hours of sleep a night, that's probably not a good idea. You're probably not going to hear yourself quite clearly. And like, well, I was joking around with Bill earlier, if you're not getting enough sleep and not eating well, you might be hearing other people's voices.
Yeah.
But I mean, at the same point in time, it's about listening to your body. When you walk into a situation and you feel an overwhelming feeling that you should leave, you probably should go. And if you also start thinking about the whole concept of that your value is your body is your vessel that allows you to do what you need to do in this life, you got to start taking care of it. And when you show your body respect, all of a sudden everything else kind of comes together too. And I know that for a fact, because until you really show respect, eating well, taking care of yourself, sleeping, getting some exercise, it's not going to cooperate the way you want it to cooperate. Lastly, but not least, is, you know, we have to realize that we're all different, right?
Which is okay.
And there's no one size fits all for life. I mean, we could sit there and tell you about how we think authentic life is. And I do think that most of these points are very universal. However, you can learn from other people's certain habits and traits, but in the end, you realize that there's only you. You are uniquely you. There is no one size fits all. You have to figure you out, because that's the reason why we're here in this life. That's the reason why we entered this life. We all chose to live it. Let's not act like we're the victim here. Straight up, you are not the victim. You are actually able to enjoy something and live a life that is amazing and only you and authentically you. I mean, George, I love a lot of your points tonight. I'm so glad you came on the show.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I don't get a chance to do this frequently on my show, but I have done this in the past, and I like the authenticity, and I don't want to even say pardon the pun. I mean it. I like the authenticity of today's show, so thank you.
Well, thank you for coming on. I look forward to having you back on Perspectives.
Thank you.
Keenan, great show tonight.
Keeping it real.
Keeping it real, right? Keeping it real.
That's all I know. That's all I'll be about.
I love that. I love Keenan. He's straight up honest. We had Di in the studio as well as Eric here too, enjoying it. Bill, great show tonight as always.
Well, thank you very much. And again, I learned a lot from this show. And for our listeners, we'll have the podcast up on iTunes and AshleyBurgess.com and Spreaker very soon.
And you have the power. And I think one last thing for everybody listening, thank you for so many great comments on Facebook and Twitter. Wow, they were some awesome comments. You know, for everybody listening tonight, realize you do have power. Try not to fear the power that you have. I think sometimes when we get out of our element, we fear it. But try to overcome that, as well as realizing that you are an individual. You are on your own. And it's kind of cool. And it's kind of a really cool thing to forge your own unique life, because if you don't do it, it's never going to be done. You're going to live a life and you're going to wish you had. So we have a great show for you next week. If you want to check out any of the post shows, you can go to iTunes. You can also go to AshleyBurgess.com, or you can go to Spreaker. So I think we've had a great show tonight. So it's Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I think we'll be back this time, and we'll be back in three shakes.